We are opening our doors and people can walk in. That's the biggest change. You know, we've been doing computer appointments and curbside services all summer, but with school starting and, you know, the employment market, it's just people are needing more and more services from us, and we want to meet that need the best way that we can. So we're allowing walk-in traffic Monday through Wednesday, 3 to 6, and then Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then we're hoping that as we move forward, if things stay stable in the community with the virus and everybody's ability to come to work, then we're just going to keep trying to expand those hours as we go.
Now, when you say the doors are open and you can walk in, this really is a walk-in and pick-up kind of service, isn't it? You're still not really encouraging the enjoying the library for lengths of time, correct?
Exactly, yeah. And the librarian in me absolutely hates saying this.
Yes.
Because for years we've tried to, you know, encourage people to come in and make it your third place and stay and meet your friends here. And that's just really the most tricky thing for us right now, because that is a situation that makes for tricky virus environments.
Mm-hmm.
So we are encouraging people to come in and use the library as quickly as they can. We're not following people around, but we are asking people to limit their time in the library to about an hour. And that gives people time to get on the computers and do the computer work that they need to do, to look for materials and use the library resources on site that that we want them, you know, we want to have available for use.
Well, you're really no different than a lot of other businesses and entities in the area, because coming back to the way things used to be is going to happen incrementally. It's going to happen bit by bit. And this is really just the first of what we're hoping is many, many positive steps for the library.
Exactly. And I've been saying this every time I have an opportunity to, we want to keep making steps that we can maintain, that we can sustain. And given the school situation and everybody outside life situation, we want to make sure that those steps are kind of small. That way, whatever we're doing, we can really make sure that we can continue to do it, regardless of if the virus counts in the community start to go up a little bit, or, you know, hopefully they just keep coming down, but we haven't quite seen that yet. But yeah, we're just trying to make sure that all of our steps are small and sustainable, because the last thing we want to do is take services away again. So we're just slowly plodding forward.
Andrea Ingmeyer on the line with us today, director of the Peter White Public Library in Marquette. Now, I know you post all your updates and information on your websites and your Facebook page. What's the best way to find that information online?
The best place to go is our website, and that's www.pwpl.info. And folks can also give us a call. Even though the walk-in hours are only 3 hours a day, we are on site much longer than that. So people can call in and ask questions. We are still doing curbside pickup on the times that we're not open to walk-in traffic. And we're also still offering all the other remote access services that we've been offering all along.
So
if folks can't make it in that window, they can still call us and get services.
The number for folks to reach the library is what?
228-9510.
And the website, one more time for folks, is?
Sure, www.pwpl.info.